Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds. Lawrence?
I've got gum on my seat. Gum. Well, we're moving on.
Ah! Creepy old man!
You're both being extremely sarcastic, right?
Welcome back to the Brotherhood of Batman. I'm Aaron. I'm the oldest of us. I produce this mess. Thanks for tuning back in.
I'm Ben, the middle, youngest, I'm Ben, the youngest child, wow. And I create this mess.
What?
That he produces. I'm the mess.
Yes.
And I'm Jake, I'm the middle brother. I'm the one that came up with the crazy list of comic books that we read through each week here on the Brotherhood of Batman. A podcast where three brothers get together and read Batman comics in an order that I just told you I created.
Why did you sigh? Why did you, like, was that hard for you? Do you not, are you not having fun?
You threw me off there for a second.
He's been doing that for 5 years. That's his entire motivation, is to throw you off.
5 years?
Well, normally
been
when...
doing this for 5 years?
Normally he has a tactic and he, like, yeah, goes for something. He doesn't just fuck it up and that... threw me off even worse. Sure. So.
Today I choose chaos.
Fair.
Well, here on the Brotherhood, we read comic books and talk about anything nerdy that we feel like, and we get together and have a good time. So thank you for joining us again. We are reading some Catwoman issues, but before we get to that, what has been going on in your geeky little worlds, guys?
Stop talking about comic books or what do you think you're doing, nerd? Stop spending
get
all
those words! Nerd!
Nerd!
Geek.
I mean, I'm the Batman of geeks, bitch.
Boys, I have to. I'm so excited. It is
this
the return.
This segment has been brought to you by Chocobos. Ride them, kill them, enjoy Chocobos.
Fried Chocobo.
You can do both.
Come on down and have some fried Chocobo.
So, I am so excited. Potentially my favorite video game of all time is coming out in 4 days.
Dear
you
listeners,
will not see me, hear
please
from me.
Skip ahead.
45 minutes.
16 minutes.
45. The game that I grew up with, the game that made me love video games and a bunch of shit, Final Fantasy VII, is finally getting part two of its remake trilogy in 4 days. The reviews are out. It's stunning. And so, I got to play the demo.
Oh, really?
Is it Final Fantasy 7.5? Is it Final Fantasy VII Squared?
Oh, Square Enix.
Is there ever going to be a Final Fantasy?
No.
Oh. Second to last fantasy?
You can go over to my new podcast to find out why it's titled Final Fantasy. But I'm
we could get it to stop if we just had Sarah do a podcast with him about it.
Oh, dear wife. Would you like to jump in front of that bullet for us?
Oh, my God. So what Aaron's referencing is my other podcast, What's New Nancy Drew, and a Swift Review, a Tom Swift Recap podcast, which you can still go find and listen to.
Yeah, let's get Final Fantasy canceled.
Because Sarah, Jake's lovely wife, a.k.a. my bestie, and I did podcasts about TV shows, and those shows died. Nancy lasted 4 years. That was longer than I thought this shit was going to go on for.
True. Very true.
If I had any say. Anyway, so I'm very, very excited. So the original game is this big, massive thing for the original PlayStation. And so they're like, we're going to make a lot of money and we're going to do it as a trilogy. And so the second part is basically Empire. So it's going to have a tragic ending. No. But it also is going to be super fun and ridiculous along the way.
How long have they been working on this?
Joshua, my husband, bought me a PlayStation 4 because he heard this game was coming out. And it is, we're deep into PlayStation 5 territory.
Because I swear, I know you had been talking about this since before the, I mean, all joking aside, you've been talking about this since before the podcast started.
Yeah, they announced it like 15 years ago or something.
And the first volume came out, what, 2 years ago?
No, it came out 2020. It was like,
oh wow,
it was like April 2020. So it got me through the like hurdle of like the darkest part of the pandemic. Well, the beginning of the darkest part of the pandemic. So
I wasn't listening. What's coming out is the second part or the last part?
The second.
Second, Jake. Oh, okay. We're not done. Oh. No, no.
So in 2028.
I'm going to go back to not listening.
In 2028, I'll get to do this all over again, but we'll see if we're still recording. Anyways, I'm excited. What's going on with you two?
No, that is cool. You sent some stuff, some screen captures and stuff that it's getting good reviews, right? It is living up to the hype. And
there's
the
been 120 reviews and it has an average score of 93.
That's pretty good.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
For a Final Fantasy game, that's the second highest.
Now, when it is all said and done, and when they finish the third one, will it still be within the original story bookends, or are they extending the story? I mean, I know they're adding and fleshing some stuff out to make it longer, but will it exceed the original? Yet to be decided,
because there's a sequel movie, so are they going to incorporate any of that? No one knows. There's, like, side games. They've incorporated some of that already, so I don't know, but they can take all my money. So
there you go. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Have y'all ever pre-ordered a game? It stresses me the hell out.
I've done it. Like, I think I did it with Tekken 7.
Yeah.
Maybe like I'd pre-ordered the the disc version so that it arrived on like release day.
But did it arrive on release day?
I think it did. I can't remember. Maybe we did that with one or two others. But
is Ben gonna own two copies?
Ben's gonna have two copies and have to return one because if it does not show up, if I don't wake up with it here, I am going, like, I'm calling every store and going and getting it because I took off 2 days of work.
That's fair.
Yeah,
it should show up. Where'd you order from? Amazon.
I did GameStop.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. I'm not worried. I'm gonna go, like, I've got a list of targets and games.
Are there like different levels of this game, like deluxe, platinum?
Yeah, I
insanity.
Stressed myself out and didn't get the deluxe version that I wanted, and Joshua approved of me spending that amount of money, but I didn't get it in time because I was so stressed about who to order it from to guarantee it got here on time. But now this way, the version I'm getting, I can just return if it doesn't show up early.
That's true.
So I'm not worried about it. Yeah. But anyways.
So what about when they're all done and they release a collection that has them all together?
No. In 2042, I will buy that.
For whatever system there is.
PlayStation 7.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Nice. Jeez. What's going on with you two? Any concerts or anything fun coming up?
Nothing immediate. We got done with wrestling is over for the season. It was a good season. He did awesome for being a freshman. Almost made it to state. Missed.
Sounds like he did awesome in general.
He did awesome in general. Yeah, he missed going to state by like 2 points in one match, and that was rough. But there was some good sportsmanship shown by some of the other kids, and I think he got a good learning experience. He got to go with his team this week down to Columbia with them for state to kind of watch and see how everything went. And
that's cool.
He found out the district was paying for his food, and his coaches, I think, jaws were on the floor with the amount of food that he can consume now that he didn't have to watch his weight. It was like every meal was like astronomical. Like giant cheeseburgers. Breakfast was like 2 McGriddles and hash browns. And
that is awesome.
Like, we've never seen a skinny kid put away that much food, as his coaches said. So that was pretty funny. But I think he had a good time. He's got some goals. Came back with a Mizzou wrestling hoodie is where he wants to end up and wrestle there and do some school. So that was good.
That's awesome.
So I think it's a long season, but we know what to expect now. So that's good. Yeah. So we'll
go
back.
Very cool. Yeah. There's some cool comic stores in Columbia. So.
Yeah. Yeah. There are. There are some good ones.
That's a good. That's a good distance too.
Yeah.
It's like you leave,
it's not that
but
far.
You're not terribly far.
We had districts, and the district meet that determines the qualifiers. We had this. The crazy-ass snowstorm that we had here took his meet was down in Sullivan, Missouri, which is normally an hour drive. It took us 2 hours to get there because we had to go in the middle of the snowstorm. Highway 44 was like a parking lot, so we took all these back roads through Wildwood and to get to Eureka.
Uh-huh.
And then we were able to jump on a highway there, but it was like the first night, it was supposed to start at like 5:30. They didn't start till 6:30 to wait all the schools to get there. And so it was like a Friday night and Saturday all-day tournament. So then Friday night we got home at like 11.
Mm-hmm.
He had to be back at the high school 6 a.m. to get on the bus to go for Saturday. So
you're probably not sad to have that over for a little bit.
Kelly's not. No, it's fine. He loves it. So
you think he'll do it again next year?
Oh yeah, he's gonna do it again.
Cool.
Yeah.
So. Cool. Nice. Yeah. That is a drive. I have to go out there the Eureka area.
Every once in a while. Yeah.
Work. Yeah. It's pretty, but it's like, where am I? Yeah. there's nothing around here.
No, not at all, Jake.
Talking about spending too much money on things that we collect, I have, I work in the nerd industry, and I have successfully avoided falling into TCGs, trading card games, all of my life. I've dabbled in them. Overpower. Let's skip Overpower for now. Mm-hmm. I have dabbled in them, but I have never been like a full-on collector with adult money of a TCG.
Yeah.
And that has changed. I went to a work thing and we had a learn to play on the new Disney Lorcana card game. And I really like it. It's a lot of fun. I have been putting sets together now. Uh-oh. And Sarah and I are playing.
Jake's talking about Disney and I'm not. This is strange too.
Yeah, it's very odd.
So what I think is... It goes so deep into the Disney library that is really enticing, right? Like, the first two sets had stuff from The Rescuers and Robin Hood and Jungle Book. Like, it's not all just Enchanted and, you know, I'm going to say it. I have to slow down and say it correctly. Moana and...
Enchanted. What a random... Encanto? Frozen? What are you trying to reference?
Enchanted.
Frozen. I was like,
Enchanted is a Disney movie, but that would be a deep cut. Sorry. That wouldn't be... Yeah.
The highest rare get in the packs are called Enchanteds. So it is connected to the game. So we've been playing. It's a lot of fun.
So it's all Disney universe.
So it is. They have access to all of the movies and shows, which means, fingers crossed...
Star Wars and Marvel too?
No, Star Wars is owned by somebody. The rights to Star Wars card games, which there's one coming out later. Yeah. But Marvel undecided at this point. But Gargoyles, I don't know, but I think it'll be coming because this last set that just released this weekend had DuckTales, so they are accessing
TV shows.
TV Woo-hoo! Shows.
Well, the Gargoyles like 30th anniversary or whatever is happening.
Yeah.
Which I
it'll be a problem if they do a couple like a block of sets that are Gargoyle themed. It'll be real bad.
You're not going to buy any more or less than you are anyways.
No, that's not true.
You're buying...
You need to wait for the adult-only set that's all the, like, bad banned Disney movies, like Song of the South.
Red Rabbit. Oh, my Lord.
That would not be good.
No. Well, anyways, about Lorcana, the art is beautiful. It's by the same company that does, like, the Villainous games.
Oh, okay.
And they have a Gargoyles game as well, so I can already picture it. All right, shall we talk about what we read?
Oh, yeah. So this week we read Catwoman Volume 3, Issues 12 through 19, and the 6 pages of Catwoman Secret Files Number 1 that are collected in the trade paperback Relentless. They're also collected in the No Easy Way Down trade paperback and when they redid the whole volume that way. Yes. So in this...
Of course Jake has 2 copies. I was trying to figure out why you had 2 copies when you let me and Aaron pass one around. You're like, oh, I have my own. I was like... Why?
We'll go into that.
That's my review. Why does Jake have 2 copies? I'm just kidding.
So this deals with what Catwoman is doing in her own series during the publication months of Hush in Batman. Mm. In the East End of Gotham, a new villain or a returning villain has taken over and is staking claim in the East End. And Black Mask has shown up and has recreated himself in a scarier version and has a feud with Catwoman and is able to get a hold of somebody who knows her identity and uses that person to try to tear her life apart.
Yeah. Yeah, this was much darker than I had anticipated.
Yes.
Very dark. You know, Black Mask, the art I don't think matched the darkness of the theme.
It's probably the only reason they could get away with it, right? Because it was a little bit more simplified art?
Yeah, I don't know. Because he sets up to torture people, and you're like, oh, they're going to stop it. They're not going to let him go through with it. And I was like, oh, no, he just walked over there and there's scream voices coming and pages are turned and time has passed and nobody just showed up to save the day. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. This is a very different Black Mask. So we kind of we saw a quick change of him during No Man's Land where he stepped away from the fedora and the striped suit and started looking more skeletal and leaner.
I mean, he looks like Red Skull from Captain America.
Now he does for sure. Does. Yes.
Black Skull instead of Red.
Right. Because originally when he was created, that the mask was very Eastern Islands kind of bulkiness. And it had exaggerated features and everything.
Right.
And kind of, he was a big guy. And now it's very just a black skull. Almost to the confusing point of, is it still a mask or is he just got a black skull? But
yeah, that's kind of, I get what you're saying. It didn't seem to be removable as much as sometimes it had been.
Yes.
Yeah.
So before we get too into the content of this book, I want to talk a little bit about what you said about the publication.
Mm-hmm.
So this happening the same time as Hush really, to me, makes Hush feel even more like an Elseworlds. In the previous episodes, we talked a little bit about how Hush is canon, but it seemed so different from what else was going on that it's like a self-contained starting point thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
This does not, in my head, this is not happening at the same time. How would it be happening at the same time? She's so wrapped up in all the Hush stuff, her and Bruce, and then she's got a whole ass love story in this. I'm like, no, this is a completely separate.
Yeah, the timelines didn't really seem to mesh. Like, I get what you're saying. I didn't read any of the pre-stuff where it talks about where it was going.
Mm.
Like, there's some introductory pages where it's like, here's your characters.
Yeah,
there's a little summary of them and that kind of thing. But yeah, I agree with you, Ben. It doesn't, now that you say that it takes place at the same time, I don't buy that because there's too much going on here. There's no reference of, you know, there should be some kind of reference of Ivy going on if it was taking place at that same time. That's not even tied into any of her recollections. Her relationship with Slam, which is gross and not needed, doesn't fit with how she was treating Bruce and Hush and how they were getting along. So it just doesn't seem to fit.
And Bruce is even in here. Yep. And it's more like an ex situation. I mean, like friends, but like we had a thing. It's like, no, you currently have a thing in publication right now. It's very strange.
Well, and I think that goes, we talked about when we were reviewing Hush, like they were given a lot of lead time to work on Hush because they knew that the art was going to take a long time and building that large, massive story was going to take a long time. So I think they were working in a little pocket. And we're going to read a couple other books in the coming weeks that are all published at the same time as Hush to kind of pull that all together and talk about that because Hush does keep being resounded in the canon, but some of this other stuff is forgotten. And the Catwoman stuff was specifically brought in to look at it like that. And because there's so many characters from her world that are pulled into this story, and it launches the next, although this seems out of place for looking at Hush, it launches a lot of what's to come in the next year to 2 years of the Batman story.
Does it?
Yeah.
Which, spoiler alert, is not as strong as Hush. But anyways, so we've got, you mentioned a lot of her side people. So we have her sister, who used to be a nun, Maggie, is in here with her new husband, R.I.P. And we have Holly Robinson. I felt like the storytelling, at least the beginning, was really strong. I was vibing. Selena opens up like a
community center,
and she's like, I'm doing something good for the world other than just running around in a cat suit.
Yeah, I have a note that says Selena's happy, something bad is going to happen
in 3 pages. Yeah, gets blown to hell
because she had stolen some diamonds from Black Mask and used that money to open the community center
with Bruce's blessing.
Yeah,
he's like, that seems all right, that's fine.
East End, nobody cares.
Which maybe she should have thought about that a little bit, but, you know, things happen.
But she is trying to do the small city protector, right? Mm-hmm. The street level thing. She is not stealing. She's not doing the cat burglar, although she stole diamonds from Black Mask. She is trying to better the part of town that kind of turned her into who she is.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody from that past is brought in
Sylvia
via Black Mask, who is one of the other children that she kind of grew up on the streets with.
Did we meet her before this?
I don't think so.
Okay, I couldn't remember. I didn't think we had. I don't think it was thank you for necessary. Asking. Yeah. I don't think.
No, but I think they've alluded to her years on the streets and in the orphanage and then out on her own enough that it makes sense that a character like this could exist where they've crossed paths several times but never been like roommates for an extended period or anything like
sure.
that.
Sure, I bought it.
Well, and she holds a grudge against Selena because of a crime that they committed, and she was the one that got caught and Selena was able to get away, which... I get holding a grudge, but also, like, you should have been better then. And you should have, like, tried to sneak away, too. And you can't, right. like, expect somebody to take the fall with you if they can get out.
Yeah, and she knows that Selena is Catwoman. And right now the world thinks Selena Kyle is dead still. They know Catwoman's out there running around, but they don't think the actual name Selena Kyle the world thinks is gone.
She had a different name when she was opening up.
Yeah, who? What did she use when she opened up?
Oh, it was anonymous.
Anonymous donor.
Oh, God.
And she was just hiding in the crowd, getting no credit from it.
Okay.
Okay.
That tracks. There's just a lot of people throwing her name around this whole book, but I guess
they all call her Selena. Yeah.
Right.
But it's spelled differently, so it's someone else.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Jake, because I missed that apparently.
But yeah, so Black Mask gets a hold of Sylvia, and they start working together, and then we know that, but Selena doesn't.
She's nasty.
Yeah.
There was a panel pretty early with her. Well, first of all, she has this ridiculous outfit that I love. It's like a red skirt, red gloves, black top, red hat.
Sun hat. Of course, yeah, she's got a sun hat.
I was
big
like,
glasses.
This is so cartoony, and like the fact of how evil, like the amount of evil shit, there it is, Aaron.
Yeah, it's kind of like Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah, yeah, it's very Carmen Sandiego, but with blonde hair. And the amount of evil shit that happens in this book, and she looks like that. I was like, okay, this is kind of camp. I kind of like this. Uh-huh. But, man, I was not mad when that bitch got shot.
Wow.
I was like, kill her! Comic books bring on violence. What can I say?
It gets real nasty real quick. Black Mask, finding out that that's his diamond money, opened the community center, blows it up. We got people on fire running out of this thing. Like,
he kind of maybe takes it a little extreme.
Could you imagine if this was done by Jim Lee with a realistic art?
Oh, it would be awesome.
It would have been banned, right?
Like, it would have been Black Label. Yeah.
There's no way. Yeah. Well, and he doesn't just go that far. He then kidnaps Maggie and her husband, Simon.
And this is where I did not enjoy the book.
Get more back at Selena or at Catwoman. And he's just systematically torturing both of them.
Yeah, so he doesn't know who they are.
He feeds parts of him to her?
He cuts his eye out and makes her eat it.
Oh, is his eye?
It's his eye.
I could not... tell.
How do you know?
I'm pretty sure it's
his
eye.
I was worried it was his...
It was something that he made her eat of him.
Which is disgusting. And...
And it's not like a quick gag that you have to put together. Like,
no, you see her mouth later with blood on it.
And Selena figures it out and...
He pops her mouth open with tools.
So the scene where... Okay, so he goes after Simon with the knife and she screams no... And then his eye is all blacked out.
Oh.
And then in his hand is something spherical. The line
okay,
of
yeah, it. Yeah, it is an eye.
So oh, wow.
I thought eyeball.
Well, the eyes have it. Okay.
Yeah, and he's pointing it at his face. He's pointing the knife at his face the page before it actually happens.
And he's doing the... Through the teeth, over the gums, watch out stomach, here it comes,
oh,
little
yeah.
rhyme. And
it's nasty.
Forceps opens her mouth and shoves the eye in. I mean, you see just enough to know exactly what's going on and be disturbed by it. Like, if it was more graphic, it wouldn't be as off-putting, I think,
correct.
As the alluding that they do through those panels.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're expecting, like... It's honestly like one of those moments where Superman would bust in to save somebody. That's what you're like expecting
yeah.
somebody to come in, and then it doesn't.
No.
You're like, oh, they just took that to her turn.
Aaron's like, yep. I think I like this. And I'm like, they gave me hush. I know what's coming next week. I'll get through this.
Well, and they even point out when Selena puts together finally that it's Black Mask pulling the strings behind all these people, she comments that, "I always just thought he was another one of Gotham's goofy villains that was obsessed right. with some kind of gimmick. And now his gimmick is torture. Like, he is talking to them as he's doing. He's like, I'm just doing this for fun. I'm doing it because I know it's going to hurt Selena. But really, I'd probably do it because I enjoy it now." And yeah. that's the new Black Mask mm-hmm. that's coming out of this book.
And we'll get more of him.
A lot more, for better or worse. Okay. Worse for a lot of people. Better for Aaron.
So what did you think of Slam and Selena's relationship? Yeah, that's
If Hush wasn't already happening, it's a moment for me of like, it's a hard because you've got these characters with their individual books, but it's like, what's the grand scale of DC? Like, what's the plan? And I like Selena more with Batman. I think that's more iconic. Mm-hmm. I think that's more interesting. But you can't really have her with Batman in her own book because Batman has to be limited how much he's in her book because mm-hmm. he's got 100 of his own books. So I didn't care for it.
I didn't care for it, and it seemed like I liked that they acknowledged that Selena doesn't really want to be with him, but she wants that comfort and that yeah. somebody, and he's fully invested because he's a horny, smoking little old man, and he knows that she's not really into it for that reason, and he knows he's kind of taking advantage, but he rolls with it. And she knows that it's kind of that kind of relationship, which I was like, at least they're acknowledging that she knows that she's just kind of using him as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that part was written very well. Like, they are fully aware, both of the characters are fully aware of what the relationship is. They're approaching it from different needs or desires, mm-hmm. but it's written by Brubaker very realistically. Like, they are... She is seeking some kind of comfort. She's lost everybody. She's blaming herself for getting these people involved. And he, as just a natural persona, is a protector. And she is seeking that form out. I think if right now she was looking for Batman, and even we do finally get one issue in here with Batman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when she goes to Batman for comfort, it's in a completely different way. It's as Catwoman. But here it's as Selena. She's kind of, she just needs that human connection without strings attached. And mm-hmm. I thought the writing for those scenes, although, you know, maybe it's a little icky, I thought it was written very, very well mm-hmm. and very believable in what all was happening around it.
I like her in this. I think, I don't know, she was pretty badass in this book, but also like a lot of shower crying.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. There's a lot. I was like, this like at least three times where she's like
getting out of the suit and going in the shower.
So I was like, let's draw a naked lady.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, it felt like
it was more realistic drawing than the exaggerated 90s female drawing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Good point.
So there is a time after, so Selena eventually finds out it's Black Mask. She goes and tries to trade herself for their safety. Simon's dead. The husband has been tortured to death. It's
Maggie's safety.
So she trades herself for Maggie's safety and then is able to get them both out. But Maggie is gone. Boo boo.
Maggie's
banana's gone.
Well, yeah.
Join Chandra.
And there, yeah, there is a 6-week gap.
She's all better. She's fixed.
Which I'm wondering if in that 6-week gap, could we have squeezed some of the Hush story in there?
There you go. Right? Sure.
Because
why not?
They eventually go back to the Slam and Selena story, and then they break up at that
These
point.
These timelines make zero sense.
You're right.
And I'm fine with it because it's also like how I read comics. So a lot of what I would read would be like these team books and then all the individual books of those team people. And so it's a consistent thing where you cannot have everyone actually lined up continuity wise.
No, it's just not possible.
No. And I think that's fine.
So
you just,
many lines.
Mm-hmm, you just have to be down for that.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Tompkins. She shows up in like every place. Like I like she's at volunteer areas, she's at the psych hospital, she was at the dedication ceremony.
She never sleeps.
She must not sleep, and she must just like have like 72 rotations, and her aging in all of these books is very odd. I think
Is she 50? Sure, is she 82?
Like, I'm pretty sure she has access to the Lazarus Pit. I'm pretty certain that she's like immortal at this point.
I also think how she's in so many places at a time, I think some of her is actually Clayface.
That would be pretty awesome.
A lot of sense.
Just kidding.
I like her in Catwoman. I like her as a confidant, and she believes in Selina and what Selina's doing in a way that she doesn't quite believe in Batman, right? Like, she has this motherly, I told you so, or you're not living up to my expectations of Bruce. And with Selina, it's more of the nice aunt or the person you turn to when you need something and you can rely on. And she doesn't rail on Selina like she does Bruce. She doesn't.
Well, she did just kind of like she yelled at Selina a little bit in here, like how she abandoned them to wallow in her pity is what she says. And maybe that's the time where she's like, I don't know, the hush sections. Maybe that's where she was like trying to get away from everybody. I don't know.
Yeah. I could buy that. So Batman shows up finally in issue 19, and, and we all love a Batman that's only in it for a few pages.
Right, right.
True. One of my favorite Batmans.
He goes, they're there, and then he leaves.
Yeah. I wonder, so Jake, you said that DC people get together in like the cabin and like have a chat about all their like yearly plans or whatever. I wonder with these sort of books and all these crossovers, if there's like rules or like, well, there's of course rules, but I wonder about them. Like, are they obligated to include him? Do they have, how many people do they have to run by when they include him? Like in her book?
Yeah, I don't know. There is an issue, three issues from now. So, we had a fun interaction during the ribbon cutting
dedication ceremony.
Thank you. Of the community center where Bruce and Slam kind of have a little interaction, and Slam knows that Bruce and Selina, their public personalities, had a relationship at one point in time. We don't know if Selina knows that Bruce and Batman are the one and the same. It's not brought up in the story at all. Even when Batman shows up in issue 19, I didn't include it because there was too much else going around the story. But in issue 22, Slam and Batman have a little bro out. And Slam at that point knows that Batman and Selina, or Batman and Catwoman, have had a relationship. And so hush has happened by issue 22.
Is their bro out a fight?
Yes, it's a fight.
Oh. No.
And Slam lands one punch. And it's the first punch. And then
so
Batman just dismantles him.
Nice. Nice.
As let him get out.
Yeah.
The fight scenes in this were pretty cool. I like the okay, so this book dramatically changes art halfway through, which I was not happy with.
I discussed with you like before we start recording. Were we supposed to read the whole thing? Because it like
seemed like two different
stories almost.
But they they tied in. Like it got us some good Holly Robinson stuff at the end. But I enjoyed the art the first half, and I thought that like I don't know. I thought the fights were quick and good. It flowed well, and I could tell what was happening without it being like too detailed.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the last three issues, 17, 18, and 19, were done by a different artist, and the strength was not there. I didn't think it was very loose.
Did that artist stay for the rest of the series, or did it go back to the...
From what I know, I think it's... there's an artist like for the segments, whether it's a three-issue like small story like that was, or a six-issue longer one like Relentless was.
Well, I'm not mad at that.
I think they kind of put a team together. Brubaker is on writing for quite a while, and it is looked back fondly as Brubaker's run of Catwoman.
How long does this series go? Because we're getting into the era of them not getting into the hundreds.
Volume 3 is pretty lengthy. Let me see. I can take a quick look at my notes. 70,
80 maybe?
Yeah.
Probably 60s to 70s, right?
At least, I think, that high. We're going to revisit it in the 30s pretty thoroughly.
Can't wait.
Did Azrael get further than Catwoman?
I've got notes all the way up. I've got notes all the way up to 60. It goes for a while.
Yeah.
I think Azrael is the reason books don't go that long anymore.
That's fair.
A couple things.
Never again.
Never.
I like Catwoman's duality. I like that she's still not the hero all the time. Mm. She kicks one of the villains who's helped Black Mask out. She kicks him out of a moving train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trying to kill him. He survives.
Yeah. But she had no qualms about kicking him out and doing what she had to do.
No. And she's willing to go that length. But unfortunately, Holly has to go further than she's ever gone. And she kills
bang, bang.
Sylvia. Mm-hmm. And those last three issues deal with her and Selena both having lost all this stuff and not being able to connect with one another. And we see Holly struggling with her addiction, which I thought
steals
was
some
really
morphine
good.
From Maggie and tries to, you know, goes back and forth on whether she's going to have it or not. And her girlfriend, is that right?
Yeah.
Sees it and tries to just be supportive and hope that she doesn't take it and use it. And
yeah, I thought that although the art wasn't great,
it was hard to tell
issues.
Who that person was at a couple times. I was like, I don't remember who this was. We
even Leslie,
like,
I was like, is it? Was that
yeah, I know.
To be
it was kind of it was difficult to kind of keep track of the characters.
I thought the writing of those issues was great. I thought the relationship building amongst all of the different characters while it was happening, they kind of gave each Slam and Holly and Selena, they gave each of them like a couple pages to see what they were going on. And that really gave that separation that they all are being pulled apart from one another.
Yeah.
And then when they finally all have some kind of resolution to their problems with each other at the end, felt really good. I thought that was good writing.
Yeah. The only other part I really want to bring up is I like how Selena doesn't know who's taken over the East Side, and she goes to Penguin again.
Yes. Yeah.
I feel like Penguin's like, God damn it, can't you guys just do your research? Like, I'm trying to run my businesses and keep the Iceberg Lounge going, and you fuckers just keep coming and annoying me.
What does he pay his goons? They're always getting beat up.
Yeah, not enough.
Well,
maybe he does pay him enough if he's going to keep recruiting.
Yeah.
Well, and they're pretty replaceable because he said he lost a couple that he sent into the East End. And he's like, oh, I got new ones. But I like that even for Penguin, like Black Mask at this point has changed to the point that he's not going to mess with them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they deal with Black Mask. She kicks him off a building again trying to kill Black Mask. Like, she's not.
Yeah, I'm sure he's dead and we'll never see him again.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the end of him, just like Azrael. He showed he's up in a vision, all torn
Black
up
Mask
and naked.
The next issue is going to be beating up Santa in the alley. That'd be great.
Torturing Santa? Feeding Santa eyeballs?
Yummy.
Elf balls?
Elf balls. Great. Anything else on this?
Nope.
Okay, reviews?
But let me ask you something. What do you think of this? Say it's
all right. That was terrible. Right. Horrendous. I'm offended. I'm appalled. Right.
That was
awesome. It's all right.
Whoa, yes.
It's yes.
Right. No! I thought the writing was good. It's not my taste. Like, it's not... Yeah, I don't want to read about people getting eyeballs fed to them, but I thought the writing was good. What was that phase?
I think this is just the beginning.
Oh, I'm fully aware of what's coming. I know what's happening, but I also will continue to push my agenda into this. So,
like you said, the writing was stronger than the art. I like the dynamic of Selena trying to do good and then being thwarted and her internal struggle with what she's going to do. It did take some very dark turns. So if you like that, then you probably will enjoy that part. If you, the art, I think, was kind of took away a little bit from the storylines, but wasn't terrible. I don't know if you have to read it. I don't know for our podcast, but if we're saying it fell in the time of Hush, I don't really buy that, but it's not a bad standalone story.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I think to me, it happens before Hush in my head canon. And this kind of maybe opens.
Oh, so Jake messed up the order?
No, in my head canon, in publication, it's absolutely happening at the same time. And I wanted to discuss it that way. But in my head canon, I think it happens before. I think this.
He's like, if I make Ben read about an eyeball being fed to the wife, then I probably won't get him to get to Hush.
Fair. Probably accurate.
This and Dark End of the Street, I'm really enjoying this volume of Catwoman. I think some of the we did not read a lot of the long volume of Catwoman that came before this because it was a lot of just adventure stories, heist things and stuff like this. But these noir crime stories that Brubaker is writing in Catwoman, I would absolutely read this whole series at this point, and I would go back and read the issues that I hadn't been reading. I'm enjoying it that much. And knowing that the podcast started with a Catwoman and Batman connection, I think this is definitely essential Catwoman. And knowing what's coming, it's essential villain reintroduction. So,
sure.
Yeah. I think you should go read it.
Nice. What's next, Jake?
Well, if you're reading along with us, we are going to finish off another series that we've been talking about for a few years now.
A very different tone.
No eyeballs here. We are going to
literally
read
right.
Young Justice 52 through 55.
Woohoo! 52. Okay.
Did you read 52?
I read whatever was marked for me to read.
He read most of 52.
All right.
That's fine.
Well, no, I read wherever you put the post, the little sticky, and said start here.
Yeah, you did what you were supposed to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we will talk to you guys next week.
No, what did we learn?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You can do that part.
I know, but I was waiting to see if you'd mess it up. And he did. It's been a while since anyone's forgotten, though.
Yeah.
So what did we learn, Aaron?
Oops.
It's that time again.
To do another one of our cute little skits?
No, it's time to learn the day's lesson. And to find out what it is, we turn to the Wheel of
Batman.
Wheel of
Batman.
Turn. Tell us the lesson that we should learn.
Well, hot juicy chocobo through the teeth, over the gums, watch out stomach, here it comes.
God, there's so many other things I could be doing with my time. For the Brotherhood of Batman, I am Ben, your sunshine into Gotham. See you next week where I will be excited.
I'm Aaron, I'm the oldest son of us. I'll clean this up. Thanks for listening.
And I'm Jake. We appreciate you guys, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hopes of bitterness cleanse the sea.